Good morning. It's the 8th of June. Amy McFarlane from Elite Staffing joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum. Hey.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a while since we've had you out here. Nice to have you back.
I know. And we've got quite a healthy list of activities going on.
We do. So let's cut out the chit-chat and get right to it. It's the annual Spencer Flag Fest Flag Day coming up, the 14th? That'll be Thursday. Okay. But Flag Fest in Spencer is June 8th. Which is today and running through Sunday. Activities include a parade, a softball tournament, floral arrangements, complimenting exhibitions at Arts on Grand, plus inflatables and exotic. I think inflatables are like those bounce houses, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Also an exotic petting zoo and pony rides for kids.
Alrighty. And naturalists are kicking off summer activities at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center with a campfire complete with s'mores. I know you were wondering, Steve.
Obviously.
And that is tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. Go to woodburyparks.org for more.
We've got a few theater things happening. Lamb Arts Regional Theater is opening up Snapshots. It's a musical scrapbook. It's kind of a sentimental thing, I think, with showtimes through Saturday, June 23rd. It's surrounded by a lifetime of memories and phantoms of their former selves. Sue and Anne embark upon a cerebral journey to the past, rediscovering their true love that remained hidden in a lifetime of snapshots.
Okay. Shot in the Dark Productions presents The Gin Game. That is showtimes. It will run through Sunday, the 17th of June, in the two-person, two-act play. Two strangers enter into a seemingly harmless game of gin rummy. But when one of them goes on an instant winning streak, tensions build within their new friendship, and the conversations start to get personal.
And theater gets a bit more highfalutin up in Vermilion. The South Dakota Shakespeare Festival presents their first history play, It's Richard III. That started its run last night, and it will go through Sunday in Vermilion's Prentice Park. In this Shakespeare play, Richard, the Duke of Gloucester, makes a treacherous climb to political power.
All righty. And Iowa State University Extension and Outreach invites area residents, families, bikers, and foodies to participate in the first annual Okoboji Bike and Bite on Saturday. This Saturday, that'd be the 9th, and it starts at 9 a.m. Community bike event celebrates healthy living and local food in and around Okoboji. Bike and Bite will start and end at the Lakes Area Farmers Market at the Dickinson County Fairgrounds in Spirit Lake, and it covers about 17 miles.
So you can eat all you want because you'll exercise all
exactly.
of it off.
Exactly.
Yoga in the Park is tomorrow morning at the green space at the Sergeant Floyd River Museum. A teacher from B Yoga Studio will lead this all-level class. Participants should bring their own mat and hydration.
All righty. And Sioux City Pride Alliance is hosting an all-day Pride picnic, and that's tomorrow, June 9th, at the Chris Larson Park Shelter. There will be Rainbow Run, Walk and Roll, Tai Chi Yoga, and organizational fair and entertainment. Those activities start at 10 a.m. and they will last until 6 p.m.
Sioux City Parks and Rec will have a pop-up park, which will be at the Sioux City Farmers Market. That's, a park which normally there is no park.
Oh.
It'll be at the Sioux City Farmers Market, and that'll be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pop-up parks will be set up at various locales throughout the summer with a variety of games and activities.
All righty. And north of here in Lamar's, the community theater is holding auditions for the Addams Family musical at the Postal Playhouse. And that is also tomorrow, June 9th, from 2 to 4 p.m., and also Sunday on the 10th from 4 to 6 p.m., and then also 7 to 9 p.m. Parts are available for 6 men, 4 women, and chorus members.
Vanguard Arts presents a performance by folk singer David Olney tomorrow night. That'll be at 8 o'clock at the new Vanguard Arts location. Olney is a folk singer-songwriter who has released more than 20 albums over the course of 4 decades.
Alrighty, and the Betty Strong Encounter Center presents America's Instrument, the 5-string banjo with musician George Olson. That is this Sunday, the 10th at 2 p.m. Olson will present an overview of the instrument, how it evolved, how it's played, and how it made its way into American history. I love the banjo.
Hmm. The Sioux City Municipal Band will be performing at Grandview Park Bandshell. Their second performance of the summer will be Sunday, June 10th, getting underway at 7:30.
All righty. And the Dorothy Pico Nature Center presents Nature Tales, and that is next Tuesday, June 12th at 10 a.m. Preschoolers accompanied by an adult are invited to this special story time, followed by a hike, weather permitting.
The Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji is hosting a Kickstart Your Kayak. It's a beginner's class on Tuesday. Also, just a pro tip here, kayaks don't have Kickstarters. The class will be on Tuesday. Not yet, anyway. There'll be one session from 9 a.m. to noon, and then there will be another session from 1 to 4. The class is limited to ages 15 and older to learn the basics of kayaking. DickinsonCountyNatureCenter.com has details there.
All right. Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center presents Exploration Wednesdays for kids. Junior Explorers on Wednesday, June 13th. The first session is themed Frozen Bones, and that starts at 10 a.m., and that's a lesson on fossils. And then there's a second session called Hunting for Fossils, and that starts at 11 a.m. Each 45-minute session is designed for third through fifth graders.
So you can find out what they are, and then you can find out.
I'm going to get me one of those. Yeah,
exactly. The Sioux County Historical Society presents Nights at the Museum on Wednesday. That'll begin at 6 o'clock. The event will feature a presentation by Anita Baumgars, who will give a talk about her ongoing research on Abby Gardner and the Spirit Lake Massacre. The museum is located at 123rd Street Southwest in Orange City. And I think I just used the most cheerful inflection on the word massacre ever. It was accidental.
Well, you know, positive thinking.
Look on the bright side. Yeah.
20 Siouxland veterans whose stories and photographs were featured in the exhibit Serving Her Country, Women in the Military, unquote, will be honored at the exhibit closing event on next Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. at Betty Strong Encounter Center. Sioux City Journal feature writer Tim Gallagher and chief photographer Tim Hines will present the program, where each, quote, Serving Her Country veteran or a family member will receive her portrait.
Orange City Arts presents a concert by the Orange City Community Band, and that'll be Wednesday evening at 5:30. There was a community barbecue, and it all is happening at Windmill Park. The concert is part of the Onstage Orange City Summer Series. Man, there's a lot of sounds there.
Yeah.
Go to orangecityarts.net to find out more.
All righty, and wow, I get to wrap this time up, Steve. The City of Lamar's is celebrating Ice Cream Days. That is next Wednesday, June 13th through Saturday the 16th. Activities include the Lamar's Municipal Band Concert, a family bike ride, a smile contest, an ice cream social, a parade, and art in the park. And if you'd like to see the full list of events, go to lamarsiowa.com.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you'd like a recap of what you heard this morning, you can find it on our podcast, which will be up here any minute on our website, kwyt.org. Also, if you have something you'd like to contribute, you can email that information to us at kwytpsa@witcc.edu. We're going to wrap things up with Mr. David Olney, who again will be performing tomorrow night at Vanguard Arts. On behalf of my co-host Amy McFarlane and executive producer Allie Carson, wishing you a great morning from Cultural Continuum.
Should my voice grow weak, only you could hear the voice inside me. Should my voice grow weak, never with a word would I deny thee. I would not speak, should my voice grow. Should my mind grow dim, and innocent is on the day God made me. Should my mind grow dim, I'd love you like a child or a baby. I'd be gentle as a lamb, should my mind grow dim.